Canada.
Coming out the red door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
To eat around here.
Ah, cookies. Cookie.
Property of Janet Wood. Eat these and die. Hi there, come on in.
I can't stay. I just came down to pay you back that $10 I owe you.
Larry, you just borrowed it yesterday.
As long ago as that? So ashamed. Oh, dang it. I almost forgot. I have this little problem. Somehow, I wound up with two dates for tonight.
Only two? Gee, you must be slipping.
Hey, come on, pal. You can help me out?
Yeah, you can use my phone to break one of your dates.
I already broke it.
And what's your problem?
I fixed her up with you.
Oh, no,
no,
way.
Jack, this date won't cost you a cent. She will invite you back to her house and cook dinner. I'm telling you, Jack, you have not lived until you have tasted her lasagna.
I'm not interested in her lasagna.
It's good thinking. Go straight for the dessert.
Will you get out of here? She will call you later, all right?
Yeah. Oh, one more thing.
Now what?
I'm going to need that $10 for tonight.
It's Larry. Hey. Oh, Larry.
Hi, guys.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a freeloader.
Oh, then how come you're eating my cookies?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want some?
No, thank you.
Why not? Just because I ate one?
No, Jack. It's just they weren't green when I hit them 2 years ago.
Yuck!
Don't worry, Jack. If you get sick, we'll take all your messages.
Oh, that's very comforting. What are you talking about?
We got a new telephone answering machine.
Why?
Well, with the three of us working all the time, who knows how many calls we miss?
Well, we don't need an answering machine.
Some of those calls could be from girls.
What are you waiting for? Turn it on.
Oh, Jack, I'll record a message right now. Hello, this is Janet Wood.
Wait a minute. How come you get to do it?
She's right, Janet. We need somebody with a good voice.
What's wrong with my voice?
Well, nothing. It's just gets a little squeaky at times.
What? He's right, you know. Hi. So sorry, but we're not at home right now. If you'd be so kind to leave your name at the sound of the tone, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. I promise. Goodbye for now.
What was that?
I was just trying to sound friendly.
Friendly? You sounded naked.
Okay. Let me try it, all right? Let me try it.
Now, what do I push?
Okay, wait, rewind here.
Rewind.
All right, go for it. Okay.
Hello, this is Jack Tripper saying, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know once everybody, each time. Maybe not.
Rewind.
Hi, this is Jack Tripper.
No, wait.
What?
Well, I just think that since there are three people living here, it should say, like, if you are calling for Jack or Janet or...
I got you. Okay.
Okay, rewind.
Hello. If you are calling for Jack or Janet or Terry, we're all taking a shower right now. Call back in 3 minutes.
Rewind that.
ready?
Yes.
Sorry we can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your message at the sound of the beep.
Well, that might do it.
Kind of dull, but not bad.
Dull? You're busting. Let the machine answer. What do you do? What do you
do? Oh, here, wait. Put this over here. It's our first call.
Sorry, can't come to the phone right now. Please leave your message at the sound of the beep.
I wonder who it is.
Hi, my name's Rita.
Oh, this must be the date Larry set me up with.
We don't know each other, but I've heard great things about you. If you could meet me at 4 o'clock at the Venice Roller Rink, it'll really be worth your while. Oh, look for a tall brunette in the snack bar, and I'll be wearing a black leotard and a little blue skating skirt.
A little blue skating skirt?
She sounds cheap to me.
I hope so. I'm down to my last $20.
Are you sure we can trust him? I don't like giving these diamonds to a stranger.
Relax, will you? Joe gave me his word this guy's the best fence in the business. And besides, we need him. The cops picked up Louie last night.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'll wait in the car. Be careful how you slip him the ice. You never know who's watching.
You're right.
Somebody went and put wheels on them.
Let me help.
I can do it. No problem. See that? Oh, you sound even better in person. Nice to meet you. I'm
the best, so I've heard.
You have? Well, I'm not the actual very best, but...
Come on, don't be modest.
Then again, who am I to argue? No, I can do this. Oh, did you feel that tremor?
Got some really hot stuff for you. I just hope you can handle it.
So do I.
I can't.
I can't. My throat's a little dry. Would you care for a cold drink?
Okay.
Why don't you go grab a table and I'll bring it on over to you.
Okay.
Will you? Listen, I'd like 2 uncolas, please. Great. What are they, 50 cents a piece? Keep the change. Excuse me, I'm coming right through here. Whoa! If I could just... I just have to move. Special delivery. Right here. Do you have enough ice?
Shh. Do you have enough ice?
I've got plenty, but the whole world doesn't have to know it.
No, of course not.
Good. Now, where are we going to meet later?
Later?
Well, we're not going to do it here.
Oh, Of course not. Not on roller skates.
So where can we meet? Do you live nearby, maybe?
Oh, I'm very close.
Great. Why don't you give me your address here?
Lickety split.
Apartment 201, second floor. You guessed it.
Okay, there you are.
Thanks. You're so welcome.
Okay, how does 6 o'clock sound?
I've always loved 6 o'clock.
Kiss me.
Huh?
Kiss me.
Catch that?
Easy. She just slipped the stuff into his pocket. Should we bust him now?
Nah. We'll grab him later with all the others.
I just gave it to you.
You certainly did.
Hey, Mabel, look what I found.
Oh, no, Terry, I think we better go see a movie that Jim and Tom will like.
Why?
You know what happens when guys don't like a movie. Their minds start to wander, and so do their hands. Jack? Boy, was that a fast date.
She sure was.
What?
It's not over yet. She's coming over here later tonight. So you two can do me a big favor and make like a tree and leave.
Actually, Jack, we were planning.
I don't care. Look, why don't you just go see a movie or something?
Jack.
Here's a trip, old Bill, at the drive-in.
Just let us tell you, Jack. We were planning.
Why do you have to argue? Is it too much to do me one lousy favor? Go to a movie, big deal. Look, I'll even pay for it, okay? Dear Terry, I want you to have it. Go
look,
ahead. Go
Jack.
Ahead. Not enough? All right, here's some money for some popcorn. Okay, and a snack after the movie. That's it. What more do you want?
Jack, we just wanted to tell you that Tom and Jim are taking us to the movies tonight.
Dates? You have dates?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey. What about the money I just gave you?
Looks good. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Jack.
Well, you're both so very extremely welcome, tramps. Rita. Nah. Oh my God. Don't move. Janet, Terry, quick, on my bed. Janet?
What is it, Janet?
My bedroom, quick.
What?
There. Look, diamonds.
Jack. Where did you get these?
They were in my pocket.
And you think these are real diamonds?
Yeah, Jack. I mean, somebody must be playing a joke on you. You can tell by looking they're not real. Jack. Oh, come on, look. Real diamonds will cut glass. See?
Maybe it's not real glass.
Where did you get these?
I don't know. Rita must have put these in my pocket.
But why would she give you diamonds?
Maybe she liked the way I kissed.
Jack, be serious. What do you know about this Rita?
Nothing. She was Larry's date.
Then we know one thing.
What?
She has bad taste.
Jack, you could be in trouble.
These diamonds could be stolen.
Come on. You're dead wrong about my Rita. That's Rita now. She'll straighten this whole thing out. Now, listen, do me a favor and put these back in the pouch, okay?
Oh, okay.
Rita, boy, am I glad to see you. Did you lose some diamonds?
See, Tony, I told you played dumb real good.
Who you calling dumb? Who you calling Tony?
Hiya.
Come on in.
Well, let's get right down to business. What is this stuff worth?
Worth?
How much are you going to give us for the diamonds? Come on, we got no time to waste.
Everything all straightened out?
No. What's the opposite of straight?
Oh. What's the opposite of straight?
Who are they?
They? They're my malls.
Malls? I ain't heard them call that in years.
Yeah, well, they're much older than they look. See, one here, Terry, she is an expert on diamonds, emeralds, and rubies, while Janet over there knows everything about, oh, everything else.
So, you're an expert. What do you think of the Stones?
Oh, I just love their last album.
What a great sense of humor. Tony hates humor.
Okay, let's get on with it.
Huh?
How much are you going to give us?
Ha. Aha. Ah. All right, now we're at the heart of it. Yeah, we're right at the center, the core, the crux, if you will. We're looking at the bottom line, talking brass tacks here. We're down to the real nitty-gritty.
How much do you want?
We take $50,000.
Dollars?
Hold it! Who do you think you're dealing with here? A bunch of amateurs? I personally wouldn't give you a penny over $5,000 for that stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we take $40,000.
Well, maybe I could make it as high as, say, $7,500?
$30,000.
Make it $10,000.
$25,000.
$15,000, take it or leave it.
It's a deal.
Okay, pay him, Jack.
You heard the lady, pay us.
Right. Excuse me. Right. Yeah, sure. Why don't you write down your address so I know where to mail the check?
Huh?
Trust me. Make it payable to Rita and Tony, right? You'd rather have cash. I knew you would. Okay, no problem. All right, Janet and Terry, let's go in the bedroom and open up the safe. The bedroom.
Wait a minute. How come all three of you have to go?
House rules. Uh-huh, house rules. I don't trust Terry, and Terry doesn't trust me, and nobody trusts Jack.
Oh, boy, are we in trouble.
Yeah, we can't even trust each other.
Terry! Jack, what are we going to do about Tony and Rita?
I don't know. Janet, you think.
How about you doing some thinking for a change? Didn't I do my part? Didn't I get them down from 50,000 to 15?
And tell me, oh wizard of Santa Monica, during all your wheeling and dealing, did you ever happen to think where we would get $15,000?
I can't do everything. Let's just get out of here. Oh, what do you suggest, Terry? We jump out the window?
That's it, the window.
Forget it, Jack Tripper. I'm not jumping out of any second-story window.
Of course not. We're going to tie the sheets together and slide down.
Okay. That is the stupidest idea.
Okay, stay here and get killed.
But I like it.
Hey, what's going on in there?
You go out there and talk to them while Janet and I tie the sheets.
What do I talk about?
About 5 minutes, move.
Hi. How you two doing?
Good.
What's going on in there?
Oh, they're counting the dough.
Good.
Can I get you something? Some milk or cake?
No.
Well, no cake, but how about some milk? You know, everybody loves milk. You know, just like the action. My mother, she used to always
say... No milk!
That's what I used to say.
What's taking them so long?
Good question. I'll go find out right this minute. I'll be right back. Nice chatting with you.
How are things going out there?
We are having a lovely time. I am about to serve tea.
What do you mean, how are things going out there?
Okay, we're all set. Let's go. Come on.
I can't take this.
I think this is going to work.
Thank God.
Don't thank him till we're down.
Jack, are you sure it'll hold?
I didn't spend 2 years in the Navy for naught, Jack.
Okay.
big toe. But it takes a while to count 15 grand. Wouldn't want to shortchange you.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, you don't have to count it. No, it's already counted. It's all present and accounted for. You don't have to. No, no. You don't. You, oh. Janet, silly Janet, you gave me the wrong briefcase.
Why?
No,
no, no. Oh,
Janet! Get over here!
Oh.
Thank God you're here.
Wait! Stay where you are.
I'm staying.
Get over there with the rest of your gang.
Officer! Officer! You have this all wrong. We are not one of them.
You're not?
No! Oh, thank you so very much. You see, they stole these diamonds.
Why, thank you, little lady. We have had a very hard time prosecuting you without these. Now get over there with the rest of the crooks. Get!
Officer, this is just so easy to explain.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Explain it, Jack.
Officer, may I? Officer, seriously, I have a friend who lives upstairs by the name of Larry. And he set me up on a blind date with Reed.
Sorry, wrong apartment.
That's it, officer, stop it, please!
Oh. Hi, Jack. Want to talk to me about something?
Larry, it's about that blind date.
Hey, buddy, I'm sorry if it didn't work out, but that's no reason to call the cops.
Larry, the girl you fixed me up with got me in trouble.
Shouldn't that be the other way around?
Larry, would you be serious? Look, just tell these officers that you fixed Jack up with Rita.
No problem. I'll be glad to. Who's Rita? Hi, Rita. Are you crazy? I fixed him up with Sally. You think I'd dump a girl that looks like that?
Then you really don't know her?
No, but give me time.
Then when she called, I was a wrong number.
You can say that again.
All right, stop wasting time. Let's get out of the station.
Officer.
Move!
Moving, excuse me. I'm gonna miss you, Jack.
You too, Slick.
Police brutality?
Come on, move it out.
Officer, actually, you really are making a very big mistake.
You're right. I almost forgot the groupies. Right. Move it!
Groupies?
That's wrong.
Jack, can we get you anything before we go to bed?
Not hungry.
You still mad at the cops?
No, I'm still mad at Rita.
Jack, come on. If she hadn't spoken up, you would still be in jail.
Yes, she said that you were innocent.
No, she didn't. She said that dumb punk was innocent.
Yeah.
It's all that machine's fault. I hate it.
Well, we like it, Jack, so it stays.
Yeah.
Stop, stop.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Jack Tripper. If you're interested in buying this machine, you can have it. Cheap. Don't tell Janet or Terry.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.